Open Windows, January the 28th. Spiritual Illumination. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope of which he hath called you. Ephesians 1:18. The Holy Spirit's illumination concerning the Church is a thing so difficult to explain to any who may not have experienced it. But to those who have seen it, it needs no explanation. It makes such a difference on all these matters. You will be able to preach Ephesians, Colossians, Romans. Preach all about the Church as the body of Christ. You may read it all in books, and still there may be no real expression of it. And then one day, it was as though the heavens opened, and the thing broke upon your spirit, and you saw it, and all kinds of adjustments became necessary in life. You can say, I saw that the Church was no denominational or national thing. I believed in the oneness of all believers. Yes, you can say all that. And yet there is something more. There is something that can only come by revelation. Oh, you can have the other, and it will take you so far. But get that something more, and it will take you a long way ahead. It brings you into the realm of the conflict and cost, but you are out in an altogether new realm. It is necessary to God's end. It is one thing to say these things and point them out and emphasize them. You say, how do you get it? We see what you mean. It's all very clear, but we haven't got it. Well, if you really are of the undivided heart, if your heart is wholly set on the Lord, and you can see as far as you can see these things, and have very definite dealings with the Lord about it, it may not be in a day. It may be slowly, steadily, quietly you begin to move into a new realm of understanding. And you find that your point of view changes. Your standard of value changes. Your insight changes. It may take months, but at the end of the time you say, I am changed. Something has happened to me. I can no longer accept what I used to accept. It may be like that, or it may come in a flash. How it comes does not matter very much. The fact is the importance of this thing, spiritual illumination. The apostle prayed that these to whom he wrote might have it. Let us pray that we might have it, and that all the Lord's people might come into that.